Welcome to Short Take. Dilara Aileen Seem was born in Berlin in 2002 to German-Turkish parents. She discovered her talent and passion for acting at a young age. By her own admission, a visit to the movie Fünf Freunde in 2012 turned her hobby into a career. She persuaded her mother to find her an agency for young actors. While still in high school, she played a leading role in Pippi Longstocking and participated in a musical version of Frau Holle at the Berlin Children, Youth and Family Center, FEC. After smaller roles in an educational instructional film series, Dilara was cast by director Caroline Herford in one of the leading roles in the feature film Wunderschön in 2019. She played a schoolgirl who struggles with her body in the socio-critical comedy about skewed images of women. After several postponements due to the pandemic, Wunderschön was released in February 2022. Dilara then played the lead role of Gigi in the TV series Hübsches Gesicht, Pretty Face, which was released on RTL Plus in October 2022. We talked to her via Zoom for this interview. Hi, Dilara. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready,
yeah.
Let's dive right in.
Yeah, I'm ready. Thanks.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Really happy, excited, but a little bit sick.
Oh, that sounds very mixed.
Yeah, I have a little cold, so
okay.
It's all right. Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Just being with my friends and family, but also being on set. I love working and I love being on set, meeting new people. And I think like acting is such a passion of mine that I just like enjoy being on set.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yes, I do. And it's reality TV shows. I just love them and I can't get enough. It's so entertaining. I love it.
Anything specifically?
Like dating shows.
Okay. Yeah, because we had, Aileen, who you know as well.
Yeah.
Aileen Kochler, and she's a fan of anything real estate, really.
I love that too. Like Selling Sunset is one of my favorites too. But I think dating shows are top tier. So yeah.
Okay.
Sticking to that.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be acting related.
Apart from acting, I did an internship at a court here in Berlin in Morbid for 3 weeks in the chambers for murder and manslaughter.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was really intense, but really interesting. I loved it. I was 15 at the time and I got to see lots of different cases and hearings and it was so interesting because I had to go like, I had to watch it from like the judge's perspective. So it had to be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really interesting to go into a case without any like judging and judginess. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my. That sounds very, very interesting and a little bit exciting as well.
Yeah.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Loyalty and humor.
What is your favorite food? It can be German, but it doesn't have to be German.
So German food, I think it's, especially if my grandpa makes it, it's Christmas food, like Klöße, red cabbage and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But really speaking, like generally, I think all dishes from my Turkish grandma.
Perfect answer. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I always wanted to be a criminologist or a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Teleporting. I love traveling, but sometimes I just like don't like to travel like the way to it. So I think teleporting would be great. Like snap a finger and you're, I don't know, in Tokyo or Los Angeles. Yeah.
Exactly. And it would be much, much better for the environment as well.
Exactly.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe as an audience member also.
I think my favorite memory is like working on the set of Wunderschön.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of friends there. My now best friend I met there.
Okay.
And I learned so much stuff from our director and main character, Carolina, so much about the industry and general about acting. And I'm really lucky to get all that experience and the friends I gained there. And I'm just really like excited to talk about this experience, and I'm really happy that I got to experience it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really great set with a lot of great people.
Yeah, it was.
As we know, isn't always the case.
Yeah.
so lucky you. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm still reading it, and mm-hmm. it's Beck's Letzter Sommer from Benedict Wells.
Mm.
And I'm still like in the middle, and I'm not loving it so far, but sometimes books catch me at a later point.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm not the biggest fan.
You're not convinced yet.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Not really, but if it would have to be someone, it would be Hermione from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always admired how strong-minded, determined, and smart she is, especially when I was younger. So I think Hermione.
That's a first, and that's a great answer. What is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And it okay. can be your own stuff.
It's two things. It's not my own stuff, I wish, but it's two things. It's first the Barbie movie, which is coming out in 2023.
Yeah.
And I think I wouldn't be hyped about it. It was like a new adaptation from cartoon to live action. But it was directed by Greta Gerwig. And I love her so much. I think she's one of the greatest directors out there. So that. And mm-hmm. Wonka, the movie about Willy Wonka, the young version of Willy Wonka. And how he met the Oompa Loompas. I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I love the Oompa Loompas. I think they're so cute. And I'm really excited to see Timothy Chalamet as a Willy Wonka, because I think he's a great actor. And I'm really excited to see how he will be differently from Johnny Depp, or what similarities there will be. So, yeah.
Interesting choices. Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Luna Avenkrüger, she's an actress, and I worked with her on the movie Wunderschön.
Mm-hmm.
I think now she's about 10, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good. Everything she does, I like love her doing it, watching her doing it. And she's just amazing. And I'm so excited to see what she will be doing next. And she's really talented, like really talented.
Okay. What do you like most about yourself?
It's a nice question. I think that I like the most about myself is that I have such a vivid imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Especially while reading, I can imagine the whole book in front of my eyes, and also a lot during script writing, which can be cursed though,
mm-hmm.
because when I set myself an example how I want to act it or how the scene is going to be, often the director is not thinking the same thing as I do. And then I have to be like, okay, that's not my job. I just have to like act it as he or she wants it. So yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Which brings us to, what do you dislike about yourself?
That I'm really impatient. I'm probably the most impatient person on planet Earth. Yeah. Really impatient.
I can relate. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I think it's always like spending money on unimportant things. But mm-hmm. I think if I really go deeply into myself, it's not doing enough for my A-levels. Like, I'm really satisfied with the outcome. It's great. But I know I could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I can be lazy, or I find stuff that I think is more important. And then I set my focus on something else. But I'm really great. I am during my A-levels, I was shooting a TV series and doing both things and still being like able to have a great outcome. I'm really proud of myself, but I know that it could have been better.
Yes, but I mean, shooting a TV series and being the lead actress and doing your A-levels, that's a lot. So, which brings us to, which random thing makes you happy?
Okay, it's really random, but I love mugs and cups. I like love to collect them. I do have lots of like fancy cups, which okay. I can take on the way. My mom hates it, but I love them. I have like sparkly ones or like Christmas ones.
And yeah. Well, we've had answers. I mean, that's actually a pretty good answer. I mean, not that any answer is bad, but we've had everything from the sun to coffee. So cups is pretty good. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
My friends always laugh about it because I always say it at like the most random times. Mm-hmm. I always say YOLO, YOLO. You only live once. And I think I live by that motto because sometimes I'm like too shy or afraid to do things. And then I think, YOLO, like what is going to stop me? And I think that is just like great. I love it.
Which brings us to the last question already, and might be a little bit tricky for you to answer, obviously, because you're an actor, but who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That's really hard to answer because I feel like I would love for someone to play it who knows me really well, but looks-wise, I don't see it, but a lot of people told me that I look like Luna Wedler, and I can see it. A lot of people have told me that.
Yeah.
So I think looks wise, maybe her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looks great. I'm really happy about that. But then,
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty solid choice.
Yeah. So, she's amazing.
Yeah. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dilara. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having me. Thank you. I liked it so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.